Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. After they had complained that he welcomed and ate with sinners, Jesus asked the Pharisees and scribes, "What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it? Who of you would not go after your lost sheep or search for your lost coin? Like the Pharisees, you may be more concerned with your own salvation than you are with guiding and leading sinners and unbelievers to repentance and faith in Jesus. Like them, you may not always pray for or extend grace to those who lead ungodly and immoral lives. However, you would certainly go looking for your own child who wanders off and gets lost. You keep all your money closely together, not wanting to carelessly lose a single dollar or coin. Like the Pharisees, you do your best to keep your earthly life in order. You understand the responsibilities you have. You do your best to live a godly, moral, and responsible life. Also, like the Pharisees, you are conscious of your own sins. You know when you have done wrong. You know the consequences of sin. And you repent of these sins. You know you are saved. You pray. You read the Bible. You come to church. You are sure of your salvation. Certainly you're better off than those sinners and tax collectors that Jesus ate with. Too often we may be too concerned with what we need to do here in this life and what we need to do to get into heaven. We don't always want to see our friends, classmates, coworkers, or neighbors get something that we deserve or that we worked harder for. And we're not always okay with sinners, those people who commit awful crimes or live immoral lives, getting into heaven, even if they do repent. There's got to be some sins that are too great to be forgiven of. Certainly those people out there this morning who aren't in church like us can't end up being in heaven with us. Certainly Jesus couldn't have associated with those worst sinners of his day. And yet he did. He welcomed them and he ate with them. Perhaps more often than we like, you and I think as the Pharisees and scribes did. How could Jesus really welcome and eat with those sinners? Are we okay with Jesus letting these sinners into heaven with us? Who of you may also fail to realize that you are the lost sheep or the lost coin that needs to be found? Though you are a Christian, and you do live a good and godly life, and you do repent of your sins, you still are a sinner. Apart from Jesus, and apart from his finding you and saving you, you are eternally lost. When you rest secure in your own doings, both with earthly and heavenly matters, you may forget that you are truly lost without Jesus. When you compare your sins to the sins of others, you must not forget that all are equally deserving of eternal death. Not only may you fail to reach out to or be gracious to unbelievers and those sinners you do know, but you may often forget your own depravity apart from Jesus. And while you remain here on this earth, you are a sinner in need of a shepherd and a savior. You and I, sinners, we daily stray away from Jesus and the rest of the believers in Christ, his entire flock. When we do fail to live godly lives before others, when we fail to share him, his death and resurrection, with others, and when we're so confident in what we have done, we make ourselves our own savior. We deny Jesus as our shepherd and our Savior. You and I, we commit the same self-righteous sins that the Pharisees committed, and we commit the immoral sins that those sinners and tax collectors committed. And with each sin, we deny the salvation won for us on the cross, and we remain lost sheep in need of a Savior. With each sin, we are left alone without anyone to protect, guide, or save us. With each sin, we are the lost sheep. Knowing you are a lost sinner, you may also often think you can escape sin on your own, or you can find your own way back to Jesus. While Jesus directed his initial question to the Pharisees and scribes, he told the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin with the sinners and tax collectors listening in. They were there. Jesus called on the Pharisees, the ones who believed themselves to be too good and too holy to associate with those sinners and tax collectors, to go out and bring those same sinners and unbelievers to repentance and faith in Jesus. He invited the sinners listening in to repent of their sins, now that he, their good shepherd, found them and welcomed them and ate with them. And he invites and calls on you to do the same, to repent, to follow him and believe in him and share him, his death and resurrection, with others. Jesus is the one to find you, and he is the one to welcome you into his heavenly kingdom full of rejoicing. Today, Jesus invites all Christians to repent and believe in him. He invites us, the Christian church, to go out to sinners and unbelievers and share him and his death and resurrection with the rest of the world. We are not to restrict ourselves to our own salvation or our own earthly doings, but we are called to go out there and share Jesus, his death and resurrection, with those unbelievers we each know. We are called to trust in Jesus alone as our shepherd and savior, and as the only one who can find us and bring us back to God. We are to share this hope that Jesus died and rose, and that he desires all to be saved with others, that even just one of them might come to repentance and faith in him. For as Jesus says, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need no repentance. You who were once a lost sheep have been found. Jesus, true God, who came into this world as a man to die and rise so that all might be saved, has found you and has saved you from sin and death. He found you when you heard his word read and preached to you. He rejoiced when he put you on his shoulders and carried you through the waters of baptism. He welcomes you to be with him and live with him in his heavenly kingdom. And he invites you today to eat with him at his table. Here at the Lord's Supper, as you eat his body and drink his blood, you are forgiven of these self-righteous and immoral sins. You are given salvation, and you are given eternity with Christ. Here at the Lord's Supper, as you commune with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you all rejoice together that you have been found, that you have repented of your sins, and that you are with Christ. Here at the Lord's Supper, you commune with all the saints in heaven and with Jesus himself, all of them rejoicing together that you, the one sinner, has been found and repented. Jesus is the one to point out the sin of the sinners, tax collectors, Pharisees, and scribes, and his words tell them and you how you ought to live in order to be saved, and as one who is saved. Jesus is the one who saves. He He is the means by which you and all others are saved. He is your good shepherd who found you, protects you, saves you, and guides you, keeps you safe from sin, death, and the devil. And he is your sacrificial lamb who gave up his life so that you may live. He invites you to eat with him at this holy meal, and he gives himself up as the meal. Rejoice, for you and your fellow Christians have been found, and Jesus' sacrifice extends to all. Be joyful each time a lost sheep is found and baptized in Christ's name. Pray for those who do not yet know Jesus, that they may come to repentance and faith in him. Go out and share Jesus and what he did on the cross with others. Be joyful that he rose and lives eternally to be with you in heaven. Take heart, for one day Jesus will welcome you and eat with you face to face. Rejoice, for you have been found by Jesus. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.